Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jess. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Lacey. I work for Tri-Counties Bank. I have a customer on my back line who has contacted us to see if we can't dispute an item for him on his account. Apparently, he had signed up for a free trial product with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to contact you guys and cancel that free trial within that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
He stated that he had thought that you guys had canceled it for him, but now he's seeing charges on his account today that posted yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if there's anything that you could do to assist us to see what's going on with this and what we can do to assist the customer so we don't have to dispute the items. Oh, are you still there?
I am. Can
oh,
I get the
sorry.
Zip code for the account, the zip code for his address?
Yes. The customer's zip code is going to be 96056.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time for me?
Yes, 96056.
Okay. And the name on the account?
Henry Pratt.
Okay. And can you verify the address for me so I make sure I do have the correct account pulled up?
Absolutely. It's 100 Hall Drive in MacArthur, California, 96056.
Okay. So I do see an account here for the ultra testosterone and nitric oxide.
Okay. So he's saying he's not denying the fact that he ordered the trial products, but he's confused as to why he's being charged because he's stating that he contacted you guys to cancel within the time frame that he was supposed to, but now he's still seeing transactions coming through.
Okay, so it is, let me look down here. He started a trial on May the 17th, where he paid the $5.95, or the $5.97 and the $4.97 shipping and handling. And so it's a 14-day trial where we ship out a full 30-day supply. And when they don't cancel within the 14-day trial, we assume that they do like the product and they do want to continue. So we bill them for that product that they pay the shipping and handling.
Oh, are you still there? Oh, there you go.
I am. I'm sorry. As well as enroll them in auto bill and auto ship. I do not see where he – it looks like he came in – or he called in to talk to them. Let's see. He called in to cancel, and he accepted a 60-day hold with a free bottle. And he was told to call back by July the 28th. And that was on May the 28th. So, oh. Okay. So, there's a system error. I see that now that we're going over the notes. And so then he called back again. Okay, I see this now. I'm sorry, I should have read all these before we started going over this.
You're fine.
So he started the trial on May the 17th. Then he called in on May the 28th. And they offered him a 60-day hold with a free bottle. So when you're in the trial, you cannot have a 60-day hold. The longest that they can do is extend it until for 16 more days to give you a full 30-day trial. So they should have emailed him or something, though, to let him know that.
He didn't mention anything about emails. I'm not positive if he did receive any or not.
Well, with this, I'm going to have to talk to my supervisor real quick and see where we can go from here because it's not really a system error, But they should have contacted him. I don't know if they did or not because it doesn't state if they did, but I'm assuming they didn't if he's, you know, angry about being charged anyways. So let me speak with my supervisor real quick and I'm going to see what we need to do, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just hold for me for one moment, okay?
Yes, I'll be right here.
All right, so I sent them the link. I'm just waiting on somebody to go over it, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, somebody picked up the account and they're looking over it now, and then they'll inform me what to do from there.
Awesome.
I'm still waiting on them to make a decision.
Okay. That's fine. I really appreciate it. I'm sure the customer's going to appreciate it, too, because he's like, I don't understand what's happening. Well, let's
I don't either. I mean, it's all just a miscommunication. Yeah, she said the same thing. So we're going to cancel out the account. We're going to issue a full refund on those two charges because he should not have even been charged those.
Awesome. That's amazing. You rock. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, give me one moment and let me get all this processed and then I'm going to give you a confirmation number.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I've almost got this canceled. I just want to make sure everything's fully canceled so that we don't have to deal with this again. And then I'm going to issue those two refunds. No problem. Okay, I've got one of those refunded, and now I'm getting the other one done. And
awesome.
I have that refund confirmation number for you as well.
I am ready whenever you are.
Okay. Okay, it's going to be R as in Robert, F as in Frank, 0, C as in Charlie, 1, 7, 6, A as in Adam, C as in Charlie, 6, C as in Charlie.
Perfect. That was RF0C176AC6C.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.